Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a layered Amen-style jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12 with that smoky warehouse energy, the kind of sound that feels like it's bouncing off concrete walls at 2 a.m. And just to be clear, we're not making a normal arpeggio here. We're designing a rhythmic melodic texture, something that sits on top of the break, locks into the groove, and adds pressure without stealing the spotlight from the kick, snare, and sub. The goal is dark, grimy, a little haunted, and very much in the jungle family. We're working at 172 BPM, which is a sweet spot for this vibe. Fast enough for that rolling DNB momentum, but still roomy enough to let the rhythm breathe. Set up your session with drums, sub-bass, mid-bass, your main jungle ARP, a texture ARP, and an atmospheres or effects track. Group the ARP layers together now, because later we're going to process them like a single living instrument. The first big decision is harmony. Keep it simple and dark. Think D minor, F minor, G minor, A minor. For this lesson, D minor is a great home base. Don't overstack fancy chords. In this style, one strong interval choice with motion usually hits harder than a dense cinematic voicing. We want tension, not melodrama. Start with a small motif, maybe just D, F, and A, or D, F, A, and see if you want a little more minor 7 color. If you want a slightly nastier edge, you can swap in a flattened note or use a sus2 feel. The point is to keep the harmonic material lean so the rhythm can do the talking. Now program the MIDI like a breakbeat, not like a trance ARP. That's the big mindset shift. Use a 1-bar or 2-bar clip and play short notes with syncopation, little pickups, and some deliberate gaps. Think of it as a melodic break. You want the notes to answer the break, not fight it. A strong starting idea is a note on beat 1, another note slightly off the obvious grid, then a couple of quick 1/16 or 1/32 pickups near the end of the bar. Leave space where the break and bass are busiest. That empty space is part of the groove. In jungle, silence is often what makes the next hit feel dangerous. Be really intentional with velocity too. Use velocity like percussion. The first note of a phrase should feel spoken, not machine even. Let some notes hit harder, some lighter, and give a few ghost notes lower velocity so the line breathes like a drummer, not a spreadsheet. If you want more swing, open the groove pool in Live 12 and apply a subtle swing or extracted break groove. Keep timing moderate, around 20-40%, and random low. We want a looping pocket, not sloppy timing. You can also nudge a few notes by hand if the pocket needs more character. Advanced jungle often lives in those tiny human divinations. Now build the main synth layer. Wave Eatable is a great choice for this. Start with a saw on oscillator 1, maybe a saw or square on oscillator 2, and attune them just enough to get movement without blur. Keep unison modest, maybe 2-4 voices max. Then shape it with a low-pass filter and a short amp envelope. Fast attack, short decay, low to medium sustain, and a relatively short release will keep it punchy and percussive. You can add a little modulation too. A subtle LFO on Wave Eatable position, a tiny movement on cutoff, maybe a touch of pitch envelope if you want a sharper attack. Just keep it controlled. The sound should feel alive, not wobbly for the sake of wobble. Next, duplicate the MIDI to a second synth layer, but make this one support the first rather than compete with it. If the main layer is bright and pointed, make this one darker and wider. Analog is nice here for warmth, or another wave-eatable patch with less detune. You could even use collision if you want a slightly metallic jungle flavor. This layer should fill some low mid body, but not crowd the bass. High pass it if necessary, and keep an ear on the 300-800 Hz region so things don't get muddy. A clean chain for this support layer could be EQ8, then chorus ensemble, then a little saturator, then gentle compression. We're not trying to smash it. We're just gluing it into the main ARP so the whole thing feels like one instrument with depth. Now for the texture layer. This is where the warehouse atmosphere really shows up. You can resample the ARP to Audido, reverse a few pieces, chop tiny fragments and warp them with Complex Pro or Repitch. Or you can build a degraded texture directly with Erosion, Redux, Auto Filter, Reverb, and maybe the utility to control width. If you go the Erosion route, try Noise Mode with a frequency somewhere in the upper mids, then add just enough Redux to roughen the edges. Filter it, give it a small or medium reverb, and keep the reverb low cut so the low end doesn't get fobby. This layer should feel like dust in the room, not a clean synth sitting on top. Now pay attention to note length. A lot of jungle ARP energy comes from short, kite note lengths. Keep most of them between a 1/16 and 1/8, with occasional longer notes for phrase endings. Some notes can be extremely short for that nervous, rattling feel. If the patch supports it, Try mono or legato only if the glide is part of the vibe. Otherwise, keep it tight and percussive. Time to process the main ARP. Start with EQ8 and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz, so it stays out of the sub's way. If the mids are cloudy, cut a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs more bite, give a gentle presence lift around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add saturator with soft clip on and a few dB of drive. That helps it cut through the break without getting harsh. Echo is useful here too. Keep the delay short, or use a dotted rhythmic setting, low feedback, and dark filtered repeats. This can create that classic warehouse bounce, like the notes are ricocheting around a concrete chamber. Add chorus ensemble if you want more spread, but keep it subtle. A little reverb with pre-delay can add depth without smearing the attack. And then finish with gentle compression, just enough glue to hold the layer together. A really useful darkening trick is to automate a filter before the reverb. Let the ARP open slightly during transitions and close down in the more stripped back moments. That movement gives the line a breathing quality, which is a big part of making it feel alive over a drum and bass break. Now sidechain the ARP to the drums and bass. This is crucial. You don't want the ARP to sit rigidly on top of the mix. You want it ducking and weaving around the kick and snare. Use compressor or shaper, with a fast attack and a release somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds, depending on the groove. If the ducking is too heavy, the ARP disappears. If it's too light, it fights the drums. You're looking for that sweet spot where it dances around the break instead of stomping on it. And this is where the amen phrasing idea becomes really important. The amen break has ghost notes, syncopation, little accents, and internal tension. Your ARP should echo that behavior. Place notes near the break's accents. Mute notes during the loudest snare moments, and let the ARP answer the break rather than compete with it. A great arrangement move is to make the first half of the bar sparse and the second half denser. That creates the feeling of a live jungle loop evolving organically. You can also let the end of a two-bar phrase lift slightly with a small pickup or an octave accent, which gives the whole thing forward motion. Now we need variation, because static loops die fast. Create at least three versions of the ARP. One is the main loop, dark and rhythmic. One is a tension variation, with a few extra notes, maybe a slightly opened filter, maybe a little more delay. And one is a fill or turnaround version, where you can use a reversed snippet, a pitch jump, a reverb throw, or even a quick stutter effect if you want a more aggressive transition. In Live 12, automate stuff like cutoff, delay feedback, reverb send, wavitable position, saturation drive, and utility width. Even tiny automation changes can make an 8-bar phrase feel like it's moving with intent. For arrangement, think like a proper DNB record. In the intro, maybe only the filtered texture is present, with distant drums and no full sub yet. Then in the drop, bring in the main ARP after the break has established itself. Let the bass own the sub, and keep the ARP in the mid-range where it can add pressure. In a midsection, open the filter a bit, add a higher octave layer, and increase density. In the breakdown, strip it back and leave only degraded fragments or reversed textures. Then in the final drop, bring the ARP back with a slight variation, maybe a different octave or a new harmonic accent, so it feels like an escalation rather than a repeat. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make it too melodic. If it starts sounding like trance or future bass, you've lost the jungle attitude. Second, don't let it fight the sub. Third, don't drown it in reverb. Big wash can kill the groove. Fourth, don't overquantize everything. Jungle needs swing and instability. And fifth, don't ignore the break. If the ARP isn't interacting with the amen style phrasing, it'll feel generic no matter how cool the sound design is. Here are a few pro moves if you want to push it further. Resample the ARP early and start editing auto. That's often where the grime appears. Add a parallel distortion or dust layer on a return track with saturator, overdrive, maybe even amp or cabinet, and blend it quietly underneath for weight. Use frequency separation so the ARP stays mostly in the mid-range, the texture lives higher up, and the bass stays clean below. And use delay like a rhythmic instrument, not just an effect. A short filter delay can make the ARP feel like it's bouncing through the room instead of just playing notes. One more advanced idea. Make your variation by rhythm only sometimes, not timbre, or vice versa. A lot of the best jungle tension comes from very small changes. Swap one note for another. Shift the loop length. Add octave ghosting on the last 1/16 of a phrase. Remove a pickup. Reverse a tiny fragment. That kind of micro-editing creates that underground feeling where the listener knows something is changing, but can't always predict what. For the practice exercise, build a two-bar jungle ARP in D minor with just D, F, and A. Keep it to 8 to 12 notes total, include a few off-grid accents and at least two ghost notes. Then duplicate it to a second layer and make one bright and dry, one dark and wide. Add EQ, saturation, echo, reverb, and sidechain compression. Then resample the result to audio and make a chop texture version. If you want the challenge version, make the ARP answer the snare hits. Open in the second bar, drop out on bar 2 beat 4, and return as a reversed fill into the next phrase. That's a really good test of whether the part actually interacts with the break.